Travis joins us, Ford from the Edmonton Stingers. I'm interested in your experiences. First year of the CBL, what's it been like from a player's perspective?
It's been a pleasure. I like being here. You know, the league is very balanced. You know, I didn't know what to expect coming in, but I like everything, like the setup. You know, I wish it was more teams, but you know, I just like the competition. You know, my team, my teammates. You know, everything was good for my first experience being here.
Well, Travis, it's great to have you in Edmonton, and you certainly came in. You came in after the season had started, and you made your presence felt right out of the gate, and certainly have continued to do that. I was commenting with Jason before you came on the line about the fact that under Coach Small, you reeled off 9 consecutive wins. Now you've lost 2 close games to Saskatchewan, 1 regular season game left. What's the mentality on the court in practice and in the locker room right now about the fact that, you know, 9 in a row, now 2 losses? How's the team feeling about what they have to do to get back on the winning track and feeling confident in themselves?
I mean, you know, 9 wins in a row, that's good, you know, for 2 months, over the period of 2 months. But the 2 losses, you know, they kind of hurt. But, you know, we try to, you know, keep the same mindset as we had the 9 wins, you know, try to find a way to win, play together and stuff like that, which we did. You know, Saskatchewan or Saskatoon, they just had the better team at the time. But we're very confident. You know, I talked to him after the game, like, what can we do better? What can I do better? Because, you know, they played us kind of different. You know, it was kind of different. But I want to play them again in the playoffs, first round. That's how I felt.
Travis Daniel joins us, Edmonton Stingers forward. They have 1 more game against Fraser Valley this week, and then they head off to championship weekend. A lot of texts coming in here to Travis, and one is this coming in from Jacob. Hey, Struds, I would like to hear what Travis has to say about how the Stingers' home environment compares to other teams throughout the league.
I mean, it was amazing. I took a week off, and I came back, and it was crazy. I like the fan base. You know, like a lot of people was asking when is the next game, a home game. I was like, man, we're done, you know, home games. But I like playing at home. The environment is better than, you know, I think we have the best home crowd.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear, Travis. And I have to say, having attended most of your games, we do have a great fan base in Edmonton. They understand the game. And I've been excited to see for you guys and seeing how you guys feed off the energy that the crowd brings. And the other night, it was Saskatchewan getting out to a big lead early, but you guys battling back and taking it right down to the wire, and the crowd was absolutely, totally into it. I think you guys have really established yourselves as leading sports figures and heroes in this community. When I watch the little kids coming up to you guys afterwards, that's very exciting to see.
Yeah, it is. You know, like we're more into it with the fans. You know, we try to feed off them, try to give them a good show and show, you know, that we're playing our best, you know. And then, like, besides just like being a good role model for the youth here, it's amazing. Like, I get kids to follow me every day, and then like they share, you know, how they feel about me, how they feel about our team, how they feel how we should, you know, be next game, how we should be better. And it's a humbling experience, you know. It's very good.
Travis, you played in the SEC, correct?
Yes, sir.
How does this basketball compare to SEC basketball?
It's a little different because, you know, SEC basketball is more dialed in, you know, each game. But it's dialed in here. But, you know, the competition also, you probably have like 2 or 3 guys at the most that are like NBA prospects and stuff like that. It's just a different target for me. Like, especially me, like, you know, going against different players, but it's the same here. But, you know, everyone's professionals. It's just a different mindset in the players. I can say that, but it's the same kind of competition.
Travis, you know, I'm interested. You're 27 years old, not at all old in any way the game. But when you came here, did you have a personal agenda as far as working on a special or specific area of your game?
Yes. Me coming here, I wanted to work on my three ball, my 3-point percentage, because in Greece, teams kind of, when I struggled from the three line this past year, they kind of, you know, shied away from me. And then I wanted to improve that aspect, then also show my overall skill set, you know, because I was playing the stretch five. And, you know, a lot of people's like, oh, man, you play five. And then, but it's a any position is good for me on the court as long as I'm on the court. So I just want to expand my skill set and my 3-point percentage.
So how does a guy go about working on their 3-point percentage? Like, what have you done to get that improvement?
I mean, it wasn't anything I had to do mechanically. It mostly was confidence, and then you know, getting the good confidence from my coaches and my teammates is just like, hey man, just when you're open, shoot the ball and stuff like that. And then also the mechanics. Sometimes I short arm it, and sometimes I put more arc on my shot. It's just stuff like that. But just most of, overall, it was confidence.
Well, I tell you what, good luck. The last regular season game goes this week, and then you're off to Saskatoon, and we'll all be cheering for you. We've really enjoyed our time with you.
Did you ever think you'd be playing in a pro town named Saskatoon, Travis? Did you ever think that was going to be part of your journey?
Honestly, I'd never heard of it, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. You just got to go and get the win, man. Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. Good luck. Thanks for your time.
All right.
Thanks Travis.